Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A law enforcement chase in northeast Iowa ended with a head-on collision and injuries to the suspect and an Iowa State Patrol trooper. The Iowa State Patrol says the pursuit began in Grundy County and ended in Blackhawk County around 10:30 Friday night, a little north of Hudson. A 2007 Chevrolet Monte Carlo, driven by 24-year-old Corey DeVries of Grundy Center, was going south in the northbound lane of Highway 63, being chased by law enforcement, when he crashed head-on into an Iowa State Patrol vehicle, driven by 45-year-old trooper Joshua Meggers of Cedar Falls. DeVries suffered serious injuries and was airlifted to University of Iowa hospitals in Iowa City. Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office says Meggers was taken by Hudson Ambulance to Mercy One Medical Center in Waterloo for treatment of non-serious injuries. ISP says both men's lives were saved by wearing their seatbelts. The Grundy County Sheriff's Office, Waterloo Police and Fire, and Hudson Police and Fire also assisted with the incident. A Texas man is facing charges after crashing his vehicle over the weekend in North Iowa. The Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office says they responded to a cell phone crash detection shortly before 1:15 Sunday morning near the intersection of 330th Street and Balsam Avenue, about 20 miles northwest of Mason City. Their investigation determined that 21-year-old Benjamin Bonucci of Georgetown, Texas, was driving a pickup north when he lost control of the vehicle and went into the ditch. He was treated at the scene for minor injuries. Bonucci was then arrested on charges of OWI and possession of a dangerous weapon while under the influence. He was also cited for failure to maintain control. Bonucci has since been released from the Cerro Gordo County Jail. A North Iowa woman is facing felony drug charges after a traffic stop early Friday morning. The Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office says a deputy conducted the traffic stop at the intersection of State Highway 122 and North 40th Street in Clear Lake shortly after 1 a.m. Friday. Further investigation alleges that 44-year-old Jamie Daniels of Mason City was in possession of about 5 ounces of methamphetamine, a user amount of fentanyl, plus drug paraphernalia. Daniels has been charged with one count of possession with intent to manufacture or deliver meth over 5 grams, a Class B felony, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp, a Class D felony, plus possession of a controlled substance, a serious misdemeanor. She's also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Daniels is being held in the Cerro Gordo County Jail on a total of $6,300 bond. The Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement also assisted with the investigation, which is ongoing. Another charge has been filed against a northeast Iowa man who led law enforcement on a chase last week at speeds over 100 miles per hour. Olwine police say an officer attempted to pull over a vehicle driven by 39-year-old Sean Hansen of Dunkerton Wednesday night, but he refused to pull over and a high-speed pursuit began. OPD says the chase was ended about 10 minutes later after officers lost sight of Hansen's vehicle, which was later found abandoned with severe damage on railroad tracks in Fairbank. According to the criminal complaint, Hansen initially passed the officer's car at 55 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone. He then upped his speed to over 70 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone, eventually increasing his speed to over 100 miles per hour. Thursday morning, the Fayette County Sheriff's Office received a report of a suspicious male walking along a road near Fairbank, but when a deputy located the male subject, Hansen, he attempted to run away into a field. After a short foot pursuit, law enforcement tasered Hansen, and he was apprehended without further incident. For that, Hansen was charged with interference with official acts, which was added to the felony eluding charge leveled against him by Olwine police for the pursuit the night before. Hansen is being held in the Fayette County Jail with bail set at $10,000 cash with 10% down acceptable. He is scheduled for a preliminary hearing Wednesday in Fayette County District Court. Court records show Hansen with a lengthy criminal history, including convictions on felony drug charges in August 2017, November 2017, and June 2019. A trio of northeast Iowa 16-year-olds are facing criminal charges following their recent arrests. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office says deputies arrested two 16-year-old males from Independence within 2 hours of each other on September 28th, charging each teen with sexual exploitation of a minor, a Class D felony, and distribution of obscene material to a minor, an aggravated misdemeanor. Last Thursday night, BCSO arrested a 16-year-old male, also from Independence, charging him with assault causing bodily injury, a serious misdemeanor. That arrest was made following an incident in the 2200 block of Iowa Avenue in Independence. All three juveniles were booked and released to parents or guardians and will be referred to juvenile court services. The Charles City Community School District is taking bids in efforts to sell a passenger bus and a lawnmower. Sealed bids are due by 3 p.m. Friday, October 17th for a 2009 65-passenger bus with over 230,000 miles and a 6.7-liter Cummins engine. The bus currently does not run due to a bad turbo. Charles City Schools also taking bids on a 1995 Toro 325D 4x4 mower with a Mitsubishi K3D diesel motor with over 5,500 hours. The lawnmower runs, but one cylinder is weak. All bids can be mailed or dropped off to Charles City Community Schools. The school district reserves the right to reject any and all bids. Tomorrow night on 95.9 KCHA, it's the Cyclone Coaches Corner Show from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Tomorrow night on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, Charles City Volleyball hosting Iowa Falls Alden. Coverage will begin about 6:40, first serve at 7. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.